Is part of the Podcast Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the Creep songs. Those are
running in circles.
You just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's
the true definition of a rock star. I heard a comedian talk about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, the world, something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, RootaRooRadio.com, and BuildTheScene.com. I got them all this week. With me tonight are Sean and Junior from Unbroken Soul. What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Are we both there?
Yes.
So, I just took a quick listen to two tracks off your upcoming self-titled disc. How many tracks are going to be on it?
There'll be 7 in total.
Now, is that considered an LP or an EP at that point?
I personally still call it an EP, but that's just me. Yeah, it's
an EP with bonus tracks is how we're kind of looking at it.
Cool. And I guess let me start off with the cliche question. I say that every time I ask it, but where did the band name come from?
So
this is supposed to be the easy one.
this should be the easy one. When we originally formed, we were going by the name Access Denied. And granted, that held a lot of humor for us when you'd sit there and see live band Access Denied, and then people wondered if they can show up or not. But we had some guys move on to other projects. I think you've interviewed a couple of them, like Matt Covello from Coal Town.
Mm-hmm.
He played guitar for us for quite a while. And when he moved on and some other guys moved on, we decided to break the mold that we were in and redefine ourselves. And there was a lot of questions whether we were going to continue or not. And we said, you know, just because a couple parts go away, we haven't been broke yet. So that's pretty much where Unbroken Soul came from.
See, that one was an easy question. Okay, that's enough of those. You actually answered how the band formed for me, too, so I'll throw that one out over my shoulder.
I bet.
Here we go. We'll go with this one. So recently I read an article, one of those clickbait articles on the internet, and it listed the 20 worst bands in the 90s. If you were to make that list, give me three bands that you would put on there.
Nirvana. What other band I hate?
Limp Bizkit.
The other one. We got to play a stupid song by them every once in a while. Weezer. I can't stand any of those bands.
Is that how you put that song on the set list too? That stupid song by them?
On my personal set list, yes. And anybody else's, I actually put whatever song title it is.
So just kind of going with that, we got the ones you don't like out of the way. Why don't you both tell me what kind of bands and albums I might see in your collection if I was to look at what you listen to personally?
You can start.
Of course, we can name the same stuff off for each other. In my personal collection, you'd see like Ted Nugent, Kiss, Iron Maiden, Megadeth.
I saw Ted Nugent and Kiss together.
Yeah, I did show. Too.
Oh, we were probably at the too. Same place.
Right. You'll see Skid Row, Pantera, Cheap Trick, Peter Frampton, Bullet for My Valentine, Huey Lewis. I like a lot of stuff. Classical, rock, metal, just no country.
Mine is where it gets kind of strange. Of course, you have stuff like Kiss, Iron Maiden, Megadeth, Metallica, Skid Row. But then it could also go to, like, My Chemical Romance, DMX, 50 Cent, Blackhawk. There's no limitations on what I'll listen to, including one of the bands we just listed in the 90s bands that we hate, being Limp Bizkit. So,
break stuff.
Anything and everything.
Oh, and Gwar. We have Gwar.
And Gwar.
You have to give Gwar props.
I have not seen Gwar live.
I've seen them at least once that I remember, and it was something that, yeah, it was disgusting. In a good way.
The oddest show I ever went to was Motley Crue, Carnival of Sins. But I've talked about that on here multiple times, so I'll tell you about it off the air.
All right.
So let's see. Let me ask a tough one, or at least I think it'll be a tough one. If there was a natural disaster after we're all gone, and your music gets destroyed except for one song, and that one song will be how everyone in history from that point on knows your band, which song would you want it to be and why?
This is you.
Personally, yes. I would pick personally, I'd pick Unbroken Soul, our self-titled track. It's one of the newest songs we currently have, but I also think that it definitely shows the direction that we're heading the best. So it's kind of got a little bit of that like 90s, early 2000s hard rock / metal vibe to it. And I think that, I don't know, the song is something that a lot of people could relate to, I think. So I'd say personally, I'd want that to be the song that survived.
Sean?
Oh,
he's no, like, your answer wasn't long enough.
Yeah, I was thinking that answer was good. I don't know. I think any of the songs off the CD would be fine with me, because I think they're all really relatable. Everything we wrote, you know, there's a story behind all of them. Whether it was something that we went through, whether it was something one of our friends went through, and so they all have special meanings regardless. And I also think you could take away from them different things that do happen in real life. So I'd be happy with any of them.
Cool. Since you mentioned that they all have stories, let's do this. Let's do a little storytelling. I mentioned to you that I'm going to play No Pain. Can you tell me what it's about?
Sure. Oh, well, I don't even know if half the band knows what this song's about. When me and Junior, when me and his mom split up, instead of delving into a pit of despair, I went and focused on something that I always felt comfortable with, and that was writing music. And the song is actually just about, you know, feeling miserable and angry and everything else, and just coming, you know, working my way through it.
Okay, well, let's take a short break, and we'll listen to No Pain, and how about if I play a Homicide Black song too? I know you guys have been on stage with them and played a few tracks,
right?
A few of their songs. Is there one that you would want to hear?
Where My Demons Lie.
That's my favorite one off the newest release as well. So we have Homicide Black, Where My Demons Lie, and Unbroken Soul, No Pain, coming up on the PA Rock Show. And stick around, because Sean and Junior will be with us momentarily. Hey, it's Bill. We're back on the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 419, with Sean and Junior from Unbroken Soul. You just heard Homicide Black, Where My Demons Lie, and before that, Unbroken Soul's song, No Pain. So I'm going to ask you guys a question, because you told us what the song meant before we went into the break. And now I'm curious to see what you think it might sound like if it was played backwards.
Terrifying.
Yeah, that'd be very terrifying.
A long time ago, we demoed a couple songs, and I was like, "Hey, I wonder what it would sound like if we played these backwards." And our singer Rob, I don't even know how to explain the sounds that we were hearing. It was horrible.
See, that comes from, you've heard that joke about country music, right?
Yes.
That's for that.
Yeah, you play it backwards and you get your truck back, the dog doesn't die.
Right, that one.
Yeah, your wife comes home.
Let's see here.
And you get your job back.
Yes. This one's kind of going to, I'm going to ask it and it's going to segue into the next one, I think. But could each of you name three unsigned bands from the scene that you absolutely love?
Yes. Lovesick, Silk Nine, and of course Homicide Black. Those guys have been good friends with us since the beginning of Homicide Black.
For me, that's a tough one because I could have my three picks be all bands with Matt Ferrante in it. But
right.
Let's see. We'll go with A Common Crown, also Lovesick, and 2KD.
Okay, now it's going to get a little harder. So what I want you to do, and you can do it together or you can each do it on your own. You can make that decision after I ask it. I'd like you to create a super group from the local scene of anybody from any band that you've ever played with or seen, but you are not allowed to play in the band. You're only allowed to manage it.
So, awesome.
So who would you put in the band and what genre would they play? I told you it was going to get harder.
Oh, we just went through this when we were filling out the stuff for CD Baby and Amazon for the online stuff. I would put Sean Nestor on vocals, without a question.
I think I'd want Mike Pallone on guitar.
I think I'd like Pallone and Tone and Leon on guitar from Silk Nine.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I mean, they'd be dueling back and forth. You got to have Mike Akis on bass. Drums is the tough one. No, it's got to be Ferrante.
Or Jordan McClure.
I'd put Ferrante in there because he can do anything.
Right.
I've seen him play Doppler Effect originals with Doppler Effect. And I've seen him play, you know, and that day he just walked in, they hadn't practiced, he sat down and played their originals.
Yeah, he's just amazing.
And I've seen him sit in for other bands. Dimwit, who he's now technically a part of. Sundog back in the day.
Yeah.
I saw Sundog play a lot. I used to do their website. I never, ever saw their real drummer play.
Wow. That's kind of funny.
I saw BJ play drums. I saw Riggy play drums. I saw Matt play drums. I don't even know the drummer's name. But
that's crazy.
Anyway, back to you.
Tell us more about yourself.
I've had people reverse the role and ask me questions. I mean, we could go that route if you want. what is one thing that you would change about the local scene?
For me, it would be that a very small amount of people, I don't know how to put it exactly. They don't see how much love and support there is for the local scene because they're just looking in the wrong places. And if they would kind of open their eyes and expand what they're looking for a little bit more, they would see that all the support they could ever ask for is there. They're just looking in all the wrong places.
Yeah, I can see that. I've definitely said similar things in the past to some band members, actually. How about you, Sean?
Well, I know from playing with all the other bands around the area that there's so much love and support between all the bands that it's just amazing. Back when I first started, back in like late 80s, early 90s, I mean, everything was cutthroat, and now everybody's working together. And it would be nice to see, like, a lot of the bars and the clubs be willing to work with the bands as well. Too many of them are sitting there going, well, if you can't guarantee this, then, you know, we don't want to. And, you know, nothing in life is a guarantee, and everybody should know this by now. So instead of arguing and fighting over what are you going to give me, you know, I think that the establishments need to be a little bit more open to saying, hey, let's go and give us a shot.
I agree. And on top of that, I remember there being days where you drive past telephone poles and there were flyers up everywhere.
Exactly.
And it wasn't just the bands putting it up. It was the venues as well.
And the bands would do it. The fans would do it. The venues would do it. There was days back in the day, you know, you'd sit there, you'd say, hey, let's book this date. And then the club that you'd be playing at would be printing the flyers up and going, okay, here, take these and put them up wherever you want. And we're going to put them up. And they'd advertise on the radio and the paper and everything else. There was something going on every night of the week. And now it's hit and miss. If it wasn't for Sidebar doing something like every weekend, there probably wouldn't be much going on locally. Because everybody struggles to get gigs.
Yeah, I agree. And a lot of it now is pay to play.
Right.
And it's even pay to play during the week when you're going to struggle to get people to begin with. So the question is, if you could open for any internationally touring band, alive or dead, who would it be, and at what venue would you do it?
How lenient would the other band be? Because that would really depend on my answer on this. I mean, if the other band was sitting there willing to go, hey, come on up and play a tune with us.
Yep, there's no restrictions that way.
No restrictions?
Yep.
Oh. I have like two. It would have to be either Iron Maiden or original, old, no member change Kiss. Because I'd want to, they'd never get me off the stage for either of those bands.
For me, it would either be like Rust in Peace era Megadeth or Revenge era Kiss. And I think it would be cool to go and have that show be at Cobo Arena in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, I didn't even pick a place. Well, doing bands like that, well, you'd have to do Castle Donington. The old Monsters of Rock. Yeah. It would have to be Maiden at Donington.
Where are you guys playing next?
Our next show will be
2 weeks from now.
In 2 weeks from now, it's May 22nd at the Leechburg Moose. It's going to be our CD release party. We're going to have Axemaster from Ohio, Night Hunter from Erie, which features Sean Nestor and Jazz Byers of Homicide Black, and After the Fall playing with us. So it's going to be a good night. Be a fun time. Come down. People come down and get the CDs. We'll have t-shirts, shot glasses, beer mugs,
mason jars.
We're going to be in. We welcome. You don't even need to buy anything. Just come down and talk with us and let us know what you think about everything.
Do you know if there's a cover for that show?
I believe it's a $5 cover.
Cool. And they do not need to be members of the Moose to attend, correct?
They do not.
That's always an important thing to point out. Also, other than coming to that show, where else could someone purchase a copy of the CD?
It'll be available on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, I believe Spotify.
Yeah.
It's going to be available on all the internet locales you can buy stuff.
And I'm sure that if you go on YouTube and type in Unbroken Soul topic, that you'll go and find it somehow, because it seems that all the local bands are up there under the topic title.
Yeah, and if anyone comes to our Facebook page, we're going to have a listing of everywhere you can get the digital copies of it. And if you would rather have the actual CD, all they have to do is leave us a message on the Facebook page or on one of the band members' personal pages, and we will make sure we get it out to you.
Cool. Hey, last question for you. What is one thing that your fans will be surprised to know about your band? They're like, you just told us it was gonna be easy. I gave you two easy ones.
No, this is way too easy. This is way too easy. That's why I'm stopping myself.
Yeah, I know where
he's going with it. So, probably one of the safer answers that I can come up with while he's thinking on it is that a lot of us are into music very drastically different from what we play. Like, me personally, I like listening to really off-the-wall stuff, like I was mentioning earlier, like DMX, NWA, 50 Cent, like rap, hip-hop, stuff like that. I know our drummer Tim used to be into that stuff. He's also real big in the country.
Tim's real big on the 80s hair band stuff, too.
Right. And our singer Rob is really big into pop, punk, and even just regular pop music. So there's the musical taste outside of what we play and what everyone would assume we listen to is definitely a surprise, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. We'd probably be surprised at the age group.
Yeah.
That our ages, because, well, I'm the oldest, and you're the youngest, so.
Yeah.
Are you going to throw some numbers out there, or just leave it at that?
He just turned 22, and I'll be turning 47 this summer.
That's about the difference between my dad and myself. I mean, but I think probably Amber Alexis has a bigger spread on that than you guys do, though.
Yeah. I think they beat us by a couple years.
For those of you that aren't familiar, Bill Valgris, the guitarist, is Faith Valgris' father. Probably don't know the Amber. Did you know Amber and Alexis are Jackie and Faith's middle names?
Yes.
Giving away some secrets. Not to you guys, apparently, though. Okay, so is there anything last minute you want to throw out there to let people know about the band? And then we're going to fade our way out into some of the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
I guess basically, you guys get a chance, go ahead and stop by our Facebook page, facebook.com/unbrokensoulrocks. We try to post some regular updates there, whether they be text or video. We're going to start posting to our YouTube channel a little bit more regularly as well, which we'll have a link to on our Facebook page. So,
and we will have a video for one of the songs on the CD here shortly.
Ah, yes, true. So, I guess just keep on supporting local music.
Oh, I know. If any, after the CD is out, anyone who can get a copy of the CD and can tell us what every song has in common, if they met the first person to message us and let us know what each song has in common, I will personally make sure they get something from our merchandise on me.
And it can't be like they all have the letter E in the title, right?
Correct. Our drummer actually noticed it when we were listening to our copies of the CD just to check it out and everything. And he goes, "Did you realize?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't." And then we sat down and he's right. There's one thing that every song has in common. And so the first person who can tell us what it is and message us, I will have something from our merch pile that will go to them right off the bat.
Very cool. So thank you guys for joining me.
Thank you very much
for having us.
And this has been episode number 419 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Join us next week when East End will join us on episode number 420.
This is Lady J bringing you the Build the Scene concert calendar for May 11th through 19th, 2018. This is brought to you by aproradio.com. On May 11th, Doppler Effect will be at the White Star in Freeport, PA. May 12th will be Homicide Black, Big Atlantic, Winter's Descent, and so many more that are playing the Millvale Music Festival. For a complete lineup, please visit millvalemusic.org. Also on May 12th, After the Fall, Skell, and East End will be at Peter B's in Sarver for the Cabin Fever Bash. Sour Mash will be at Jurgles, opening for David Allen Co. That's on May 18th. And on May 19th, they'll be at the Cool Water Saloon in Apollo. Also on the 19th, Dragline will be at McGarvey's in Altoona, and Twisted Fate will be at the Shafton Fire Company in Irwin. For more information on these concerts and others, please visit www.buildthescene.com/concerts. That's buildthescene.com, Pittsburgh's music destination.
Right in the nose.